Welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Podcast Athlete Voice. We are kicking off 2025 with a whole new year of podcasts directly hearing from the athletes who volunteer, who compete, and who make up all of the beautiful things that Special Olympics Wisconsin is. So really excited to be back here. I'm Addie Teeters, Vice President Marketing Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I'm here with my co-host, Ed. Ed, how's it going? Happy New Year.
It's going good. I can't believe it's in 2025 already.
Can you believe it? Buckle up, Ed. It's going to be a crazy year, isn't it?
We're only a year away from USA Games in Minnesota.
I know. We have so much to talk about this year, and we're really kicking off with a fun first of the year podcast. So Ed, why don't you introduce our two special guests that we have today?
Jake and Lori Casper.
And Jake and Lori Casper, mom and son duo. Welcome, guys. How are you guys?
Good.
No complaints right now.
Now, Jake, let's start with you. You are a Special Olympics Wisconsin athlete. How long have you been involved with Special Olympics?
Since I was in sixth grade.
That is awesome. And Lori, how did Jake get started? What kind of motivated you guys to get rolling with this organization?
We heard about it when he was exiting fifth grade from Brooklyn Elementary, and they let us know that there was Special Olympics starting in the middle school. And he always wanted to do sports, and I was a little leery about some of the regular sports that were around for him. So we thought we'd give it a try. So he started his sixth grade fall with bowling. So he was 12 and he's 37 right now. So it's been a wild ride.
And Jake, do you remember that first event and how you felt after that?
I felt good.
Yeah. What did it feel like to be included and to be a part of something like that, Jake?
Being included would mean a lot to me. I met new friends.
I bet. And Lori, you know, what you were saying before, like you were a little leery about having your son participate in some of the mainstream sports that were happening at the schools. And talk about that. Like, you know, as the parent of an individual with intellectual disabilities, I'm guessing that there's a lot that you're leery of. And I'm guessing there's a lot that you're always fighting for. And what were those emotional kind of reservations or feelings about, okay, we're going to take this leap, we're going to start getting involved in Special Olympics? How does that feel as a new parent starting to be a part of the movement?
It felt awesome that there was something he could do outside of just some stuff with the family. So for him to join Special Olympics gave him the chance to succeed in sports and make new friendships. His first sport, bowling, he was able to go to all the practices, but he couldn't compete. Why couldn't you compete?
Because mother.
What did I not do?
Turn the physical form in.
I missed the deadline for the physical form for his very first sport, but he was still able to participate in all the practices at that time. He just couldn't compete. So I'm like, lesson learned. And so any of the other parents out there, when they talk about those medical deadlines, they're really important. It was a big thing, and you really don't think much about it until they say, oh no, this is a sport like any other, and you need to get those things in. Like I said, we were brand new to it. We didn't understand all those rules. And I think it has grown and it's become there's more awareness for it now.
How have you seen Jake grown through having outlet for Special Olympics over the years?
Jake's always been very social. And anybody that sees this and knows Jake knows that already. But it even made him more social, more involved. He was able to exceed. His sports are
bowling, basketball, golf, powerlifting, softball, bocce.
And he's also done swimming.
Swimming.
I think there's one more. But anyway, it just has opened everything up. And he
track and field.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
And so he is growing so much and succeeded in so many sports. He did the pentathlon and got a gold medal at state. Best word is just blossomed. Under Special Olympics, he has made friends in Madison and Milwaukee and throughout the state that he's met now. And actually, even some of the global messenger trainings and that have occurred, he's met people throughout the United States now.
And Jake, you know, one thing, you're like your mom said, you are a social person, but I've always thought that one of your superpowers too is you have such a great way of making other people feel special. Like when I get to run into you at one of the state tournaments or think you have this way of making everyone feel around you like they're the only person in the room, and you just really are so intentional, and you just make everyone around you feel special. And why is that important for you, Jake? I mean, you're so nice to everybody. Like, how do you do it?
It comes natural.
Yeah, I think Addie, because I can come first experience. He takes the time to talk to you, whether it be a minute or 2 minutes. He takes time to talk to just you. It's like there's nobody else in the room. It's just you and him talking, having a conversation. That's what I like about Jake, is because he'll just focus on you and nobody else. There could be a bowling tournament going on around you or an event, but he'll take the time just to talk to you. And not too many people have a skill like that, Jake. So that's a skill that I wish I could have more of.
Well, what's one of our things that we've always said, Jake? How to treat people?
With respect.
With respect, and treat them how you want to be treated, right?
Yes.
Well, and I got to see Ed and Jake. I got to see you guys get reconnected at State Bowling this year. And Ed often talks about, because Ed's in a wheelchair, that sometimes, you know, since he's not always at eye level with folks, they sort of forget to include Ed in the conversation. And that was one thing that I noticed at State Bowling is Jake paused and made sure that he included Ed in a little group conversation, and you talked to Ed. And, you know, that's, again, when I see those things happen, the best way I can describe it is it's superhero stuff. It's superpowers, because people in everyday walks of life can't do that, and they don't do that. So the fact that you are aware of people like that, Jake, is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, learning from experience going to camps in the summertime in the past.
Right, and you have to meet so many new people, and you got to connect, right?
Yes.
So, Lori, what is, I know you've been involved in so many different facets of Special Olympics, from just as a parent and as an advocate, but also with your career in law enforcement and our law enforcement torch run committees. So your work has been really expansive. And I know that every parent and guardian has a different capacity about how much time they can give, but what would you suggest to maybe a new family joining Special Olympics Wisconsin, the importance of trying to get involved as much as you can?
From a parent standpoint, I think we in Oregon here in our agency have incorporated parents to help coach, assistant coach, and it's a way not only to see your athletes succeed, but to help the other athletes that are there. It's really, really important, especially when they're younger, to form those connections and to lead the way a little bit too, because your athlete might be a shy athlete. And it's a way to just talk to the other parents. It's a great way to brainstorm with the other parents. And now that Jake lives on his own, he even has friends that they have little parties together. They just went to the basketball games. They form ties at that young age that will carry through for years to come. Jake's been in this now for like 25 years, and his friendships have just grown. And it's a way that your child does not have to be secluded, but included. And trust me, as a parent, I knew nothing about bocce when I became a bocce coach. You read up on it a little bit, you do one season, Special Olympics goes, hey, can you do a clinic next year for other coaches? Sure, not a problem. Right, and so I would just tell parents or caregivers, get involved.
What would you tell parents or schools or community members that maybe their kid's not diagnosed yet, they haven't gone to the doctor, but they notice there's something wrong, like different about their kid, or maybe they're scared to join Special Olympics. What would you tell new parents, or maybe their kid wants to be active, but yet again they don't want to throw a label on their kid, because you know not a lot of kids like to be labeled with IDD or whatever. But yeah, what would you tell new parents?
I would tell them, yes, it is a label. Do we like labels? No. But having that label will open new doors for them in other areas. It will allow them to make friendships. It will allow them to get special services that parents may not realize are out there to support them and their child. Those services are not just for the person with the IDD or ID. It is people in the community that their job is to help you as a family. Get out there, get your child diagnosed. One thing, we did a neurological quite a few years ago now on Jake. And when they first were having him doing his reading, they were like, you know, we just didn't see anything when he was first reading. But when they got to comprehension, they were like, now we know. They can get the special support in schools beyond high school to carry them on for a better life after.
And that is a really compelling message, Lori, because oftentimes I think people make an assumption of what a single Special Olympics athlete looks like or what their life experience is. And I think it's important to note that, you know, Special Olympics athletes are married. Special Olympics athletes, some of them have children like Ed. Special Olympics athletes are really amazing employees at different,
and the daughter's the light of my life. I'm not gonna sit there and say that.
That's right. Yeah. We talk about getting emotional every time we talk about Ed's daughter. We just love that little princess. But yeah, Special Olympics athletes have significant contributions that they can make to their communities around them. And as a parent, making sure that you find all those resources to give your child that best path forward is really important. And I think when all you parents get together at these competitions or practices or whatever, you have a network and you have a village and a community.
Yes.
That can help support. So find as maybe a new parent, like Ed was saying, in this ID world, getting an initial diagnosis, not really sure where to go, making that connections to Special Olympics can just help maybe get you that village that you're looking for.
And Lori, I'm sure that's what you want for Jake too, because, you know, you want him to be the most successful that he can be, you know, and parents aren't going to be around forever. So they want to see their child be at the right spot or, you know, grow as much as they can.
And I want to say one of his most precious accomplishments to me was when he was able to move out on his own and live in his apartment by himself. And I was at first thinking maybe that would happen like when he was 25 or so. It didn't. It took a little longer. 32, and he was able to live out on his own. But you have to make those connections too in your community to find out what works and what doesn't.
And Jake, what are you most excited about next? So, you know, you've had a lot of amazing accomplishments in the last few years. You've done a lot in sports and in leadership training, and you moved out. You know, you're living independently, which is such a big deal. So what's next for you? What kind of goals do you have next?
One of my goals is next. It's going to Capitol Hill Day.
Really? So you want to help? You want to help lobby the government, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. And for our listeners who might not be aware, our athletes use their voices to talk to government officials both at the state level and at the federal level, so that when, you know, different decisions are being made about school funding or about health funding or just the impact of different, you know, organizations, it's our athletes using their voices to speak directly to government officials. So that's one of your goals, huh, Jake?
Uh-huh.
I love it. What goals do you have for sports this year? I guess what are you focused on for your competitions?
Next, this one is basketball season.
That's right.
And do you have any goals for basketball season that you already have in mind?
Yes, making it to state this year.
Nice. Yep, we got our state. You know, state games are going to be here before we know it in April. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Now, Jake, last year, you and your mom did, because we are massively kicking off our polar plunge season right now. So you and your mom did the inclusive plunge in whitewater. You were able to do an indoor plunge. Are you going to be plunging again this year?
Yes.
You're going to do the whitewater plunge in March?
I believe it's March 15th, isn't it, Jake? You and me both have a good memory, so I think it's March 15th.
We haven't signed up yet. We've talked about it numerous times, but I believe you are right, because it is the final plunge of our plunge season.
March 15th. And then that's during sectional basketball weekend.
That'll be a busy weekend for you. Jake, why should people polar plunge and why should people fundraise?
Because it helps get money out to us athletes for new uniforms. Without their efforts, we won't get uniforms and have competitions now.
There's leadership, healthcare, and at every state event, we always have different, like, we have opening eyes, we have strong minds. Jake, we talked about sports goals, but what's a personal goal that you have for 2025? Because everybody has New Year's resolutions or personal goals. What's a personal goal you have for 2025? I mean, you moved out on your own. That's a big accomplishment. But what other goals do you have for yourself?
My other goal is to stay healthy, eating better.
You know, you and Ed should team up on that, because guess what Ed recently did? He stopped eating Swiss cake rolls and he started eating more carrots and celery, right, Ed?
Yep, and I don't drink soda anymore, but right now, if I have one, I only have one a week, and I used to have four a day, Jake, so.
Oh. See, and Jake's never had soda. He does not like soda.
Well, see, you're already one step ahead then, Jake.
I made homemade soup with leftover vegetables.
That's fantastic. Sometimes just making those real small changes can have a huge impact. So that's great work, Jake. I'm really proud of you. There's somebody out there that is thinking of joining a Special Olympics, or a parent is thinking, oh gosh, should I get my child involved, or my adult child? What would you, Jake, say to convince them to start joining and hanging out with us at Special Olympics?
I have to say, come to the first defense. They're held the first of the year.
It's a great idea. If you just come, I think it's infectious, isn't it? You show up and man, is it fun.
And it's not just fun for the athletes. It's fun for the fans, the parents, the coaches.
And the volunteers too. I think we always tell folks, just volunteer once and you'll be hooked.
I know that Special Olympics has helped Jake grow, but do you ever think it would make him grow that much to see him where he's at today?
Well, I've always wanted best for all of my kids. And the other two are just excellent where they can fend for themselves. You know, they can always call mom and dad and ask for advice and that type of stuff. For Jake, first of all, he's stubborn and doesn't always think he needs to ask for advice. But he has asked, and if it isn't just us, it could be a coach or another parent or one of his other Special Olympic friends. And for him to have grown that much where he feels comfortable doing that, it shows me that I believe Ken and I have raised the kids so that they can be independent. And he does advocate for himself. He has talked to one of his jobs that he has, he had talked to the owners of that place and he said, oh, maybe I can work for you. And they said, well, come on in. And he's been working there 10 years. I can't take all the credit. My husband can't take all the credit. Jake has grown himself. And I think everybody does as they get older. Did I think he could do this? Did I think he could live on his own when he was younger? I really hoped he could, because I think every parent wants their kids to succeed. When he was born, all we could do is love him, teach him, show him how to succeed to the best of his ability.
with Special Olympics opportunities, what I see then is these athletes taking all of those skills that they learn from parents, they learn from caregivers, and they learn growing up, and then they get to independently apply that. And what we all get to see every day in terms of that individual empowerment, it's mind-blowing.
And us Special Olympics athletes are sure stubborn. We don't give up very easily.
This is true.
That's true.
But you guys are also very supportive of each other.
Exactly.
Athletes are amazing. And I'm just not saying that because I got a kid that's in it, but all of you guys. And so I thank you for being the support system that athletes need for each other.
If Lori or I need a hug or we need a little extra encouragement, we know we can count on all of you guys to support us. My goodness, it's full circle for sure.
So thank you as athletes.
You're welcome.
Well, Jake and Lori, it was such a gift to have you both kick off our first podcast of the year, our Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice podcast. And we're going to hear more and more of these stories throughout the year. We can't wait to bring you all of these exciting podcasts. If someone is out there listening and you'd like to get more involved with Special Olympics Wisconsin, if you have an individual in your family who you think could succeed with some of these programs that Jake and Lori discussed, please go to SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org, reach out to us, and we'd love for you to join the fun. Mm-hmm.